T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tell us about the initiative that's getting underway here in the city to help pet parents who are affected by this crisis.
So the ASPCA has launched kind of a two-pronged initiative, one specifically to help pet parents, and that's a pet food distribution center. And this will help pet owners navigate this crisis. The ASPCA is deeply committed to keeping pets and people together, and we want to make it as easy as possible for pet owners to get what they need to care for their pets during these uncertain times.
Yes, people are really experiencing an economic hardship, and the worst thing would be for somebody to even have to think about surrendering their animal to a shelter.
Absolutely. I think during times of crisis, it's really important that people are able to keep their pets for the psychological benefit the pets bring to people, the companionship, the joy, the love, the stress relief that comes with having an animal.
Yeah, it's a family member.
Totally.
Tell us how the pet pantry works.
So it's by appointment only, and we have food and supplies, food and kitty litter, and we're encouraging pet owners to call the ASPCA Pet Food Distribution Helpline. That number is 800-738-9437, and we'll slot them into an appointment, and we'll get them their food.
Who is eligible to receive assistance?
Anybody in the five boroughs is eligible to receive assistance in the New York City Pet Food Distribution Center, and then we'll be rolling pet food distribution centers out in North Carolina, Florida, and California.
So how do you see this crisis impacting shelters and pet owners in the long term?
So shelters are not immune to the environment in which they're doing business. And I think the biggest concern that we have is the economic uncertainty. And will donors continue to be able to support shelters in the long run? And will shelters be able to continue to deliver on their life-saving mission? So it's the economic uncertainty that I think is causing us the most concern about the long-term viability of some of the smaller shelters.
And so what you're doing is part of a proactive approach to dealing with that?
So as I said, it's a two-pronged approach. And the first piece that we spoke about is the piece to help pet owners navigate this crisis. The second piece is a $2 million grant fund to help shelters navigate this crisis, both the immediate crisis that they may be feeling. Can they deliver veterinary services? Can they enhance their foster program? Can we give them a little bit of cash to help them navigate that time until they can get back on their feet? So the strategy that the ASPCA put together really is trying to address the needs of shelters, of course, the backbone of our movement, and pet owners.
Is the ASPCA shelter still doing adoptions during all this?
Presently, the ASPCA shelter is not doing adoptions, but we were very fortunate. We were able to put the vast majority of our animals out into foster. In fact, we experienced a 70% increase in the number of people wanting to foster and fostering animals during this time. So most of our animals are out in homes, which is a wonderful way for them to prepare for an eventual life in a home. We are still, of course, supporting New York City Police Department and that partnership. So animals are still coming in through that stream. And our hospital is still open, serving the most critical needs of New York City pet owners. And our Bronx Community Veterinary Center is still open, also providing medical care to animals in need.
So all those animals in foster care, maybe they'll be foster failures, right? And some of them will get forever homes.
You know, I think it would be pretty hard to have an animal in my home for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. And then give them up. So with a little bit of luck, maybe we'll have some foster failures and those animals will have found their loving home. We do see that a lot. And then importantly, on April 6th, our kitten nursery will open and we'll be taking kittens from the New York City Animal Care Centers at that time. And we'll need fosters for those animals as well.
Oh, okay. And so how can people get involved with that?
Go to our website, ASPCA/foster. And again, that starts in early April, and we'll move those kittens through our facility. They'll come from ACC into foster homes. Those animals spend about 90% of their time in foster homes. They spend very little time with us. And then once they hit 2 pounds or 8 weeks, they come back, they're spayed and neutered, and then they go into loving homes.
And finally, is there just any message that the ASPCA has for pet parents during all this?
I think the message that we want to tell pet parents is we are here for them. We have these pet food distribution centers to help them responsibly keep and care for their pets and to rely on their pets during this time. The psychological benefit of having a pet is enormous, and I think that's what we saw with the spike in fosters. That's what we saw with the spike in adoptions. People who were contemplating bringing an animal into their home decided, you know what, now is the time. I'm home. I can assimilate that animal to my lifestyle, and I want the psychological benefits that come from owning a pet.